Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Okay, today we're speaking with Harlan Diamond of Executive Caterers. Harlan, you've been in the business for over 40 years. How has the industry changed in that time?
It really hasn't changed. You've gone through different cycles, but it's still a service industry where people are putting in front of you an opportunity to do for them what they need done, and you do it.
How has Cleveland changed in that time?
Well, Cleveland in the mid-40s didn't build an international airport, and Cleveland and Toronto were sister cities in the mid-40s, so you can answer that one for yourself, that we made a mistake. We didn't build an international airport. Had we, things would have probably been different than they are in Cleveland. Cleveland is still the same wonderful city it always was, and it's a great place to live, and I wouldn't rather be anywhere other than Cleveland.
The Corporate Club series has been very successful. What was the idea behind that?
Well, when we built this building, we started inviting people who were in the corporate world to lunch. So we would invite a person to lunch, and he would come and bring somebody else, and then there would be three or four of us, and we'd be sitting down and having a little lunch for five people. And we started thinking, every day all you can do is invite one person, so, and this was a full-time job. So we started figuring, how can we do something that's going to get the corporate community into this building so that we can let the building do the selling? Because once people are in here, it's an easy sell after that. I said, and that's how we hired a marketing guy, and they came up with the idea of the corporate club, and it just took off. And that's how we built it to be a part of the corporate community, and it's been a tremendous success.
Tell us about Philanthropia.
Philanthropia was an outcome of the September 11th attack in New York. And when after the September 11th attack, all the corporate charitable money started going to New York, and I sensed by the amount of mail that I was getting that these little charities in Cleveland were really struggling, that money was drying up for them. And with my partners at National City Bank, the Plain Dealer, and Channel 5, we decided that it would be a good idea for us to formulate a concept that would allow people to make a charitable commitment at the same time as it would bring them together just before the holiday season in camaraderie. And we had the ability to bring the editorial staff of the Plain Dealer and News Channel 5 together, and it just worked out great, and it's been a tremendous success.
Everyone knows about Landerhaven. Everyone's been to Landerhaven as your primary venue, but you're in other places too in the city.
Well, we are the contract caterer at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Greater Cleveland Convention Center. We have the Oak Room downtown. We have catering privileges at virtually every building, church or synagogue in Cleveland, all the museums, and any place else. We can cater anywhere.
And now there's a few other venues similar to Landerhaven in town, in Westlake and North Royalton. Can Cleveland support that many, especially after 9/11 and those changes?
You tell me. They've gone through receivership. We have.
Okay, tell us about the new hotel project.
The new hotel, that it's being built on 3 acres of land adjacent to our building. Our property, and it's going to be part of a campus. We're building a campus here. The hotel in Landerhaven will be part of a campus, and there'll be a lot of landscaping in between. We may do a little more building in between. It's going to be 123-suite extended stay hotel. It will be a Continental Hotels product, Staybridge Suites, It's going to be very highly styled, very pretty, and it's going to have plenty of services. And between the two of us, we think we're going to be able to meet the needs of the industry out in this area.
So is the idea that for Cleveland and the business community, they would attend an event at Landerhaven and be able to fly their people in, stay overnight?
Yes. The business people, don't forget, we're in the middle of a corporate park. And if you took a look at the map, in our area, there's 5 million square feet of office space, and there's 200 hotel rooms. In the Beachwood area, there's 5 million square feet of office space, and there's about 5,000 hotel rooms. So you realize that some of the area, our area, is underserviced. And this is going to make it more convenient for the people in our corporate area to stay in this area. In addition to that, the things that have are important in a wedding and certain type of social functions, it's very important to have access to a facility within your own confines where people from out of town can stay. You know, nobody is from anywhere anymore. And everybody is from every place. So if you have a family function, a wedding or something, or bar mitzvah or something, you're going to need as many people from out of town are going to be there as are going to be from in town. So you've got to make provisions for them. This is going to be a great convenience. We're looking forward to it.
You've handled so many events over the years. Are there a few that stand out as memorable, either the people or the event itself?
Well, you always remember the ones you screw up, but the ones that are great, they get caught up in the mix of things. I think career nights were probably the opening of this building, the opening of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 3,500 people on the shores of Lake Erie, the bicentennial for Cleveland, Cleveland Bicentennial on the Hope Memorial Bridge, the inaugural party that we did for all the governors since Rhodes. We've catered for every president since Kennedy. I think that every function is memorable. These are special events, and we're given a public trust by the community, and it's up to us to fulfill that trust.
And finally, you received a lot of well-deserved awards, including the Glenville Hall of Fame, and most recently the Cleveland Heights High Hall of Fame. And you had a special quote that you told at the Hall of Fame that I think a lot of our business people can relate to. Can you share that with us?
Oh, yeah. Well, in the Heights High Hall of Fame, they wanted a quote that was something very, very important quote. And I couldn't think of one, but I did think of something, and I suggested that to the lady that was doing my interview. I said, maybe you might want to use this. I said, don't fire the pot washer unless you're prepared to wash the pots. And that was my byline.
That's great. We've been speaking with Harlan Diamond of Executive Caterers.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon. www.magnuminc.com.